Okay, guys, we gotta put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Let's try to have a happy hump day. We'll do our best to help with that.
You're the best around.
Is that the winner?
Yeah. What was the winner's name? Who?
His name is Edward from Santa Rosa.
Santa Rosa.
Hey. Speaking of proper pronunciation of words that where you might roll an R, I thought about your dad all day yesterday.
I did.
I loved that so much. Did you?
Of course I did.
You did?
I thought about it all day yesterday as well, and I listened to the clip. I had Bryn send me the clip, so I kept listening to it. John comes home, I'm like, here, listen.
Did he hear it again? Did he know your dad?
Yeah.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Oh, my dad loved him. I think my dad was relieved. Oh, good. This guy's going to take care of that
one.
Did
you listen to the whole thing?
I listened to... You sent me two. I must only listen to the one clip.
Oh, okay.
Maybe the edited one you sent me.
Yeah. That's just like a minute, though.
Yeah.
The other one's at least 20.
Oh, is it really? So,
yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll go back and listen to that. I sent it to my brother, and my brother texted me back saying, oh, good to hear, but sad.
Well, sure.
Anyway, it's nice to have that little piece.
I know.
Jane was cute yesterday. We were all kind of hanging out in the, we have like a little lounge out here. And she had heard it on the radio and she was just, you know, all excited. And
she's like, I have to hug you.
Yeah, that was really, it really was neat.
It was so cool.
And it's so weird that it just has been sitting there.
Right.
Just undiscovered, basically.
I thought about, gosh, I wish... If the listener ever texts back, please tell me who you are. So why do you know about that?
In case you didn't hear this yesterday, Yuzette's dad was a Bay Area broadcaster, worked at a few places here in town. And as we were on BayAreaRadio.com.
org.
Because we want people to go there and vote for us. We're pandering to our audience. Like, please make us.
Let us throw a trophy on Intercom's desk.
Yeah, that actually probably be helpful. So we were asking people to go there to vote, and someone said, "Hey, there's a clip of Tony Salazar. Tony Salazar. Do you have it ready to go? Let's hear him say it. Tony Salazar." And anyway, so we wound up listening to some of Yuzette's dad on Bay Area Radio back in the day. Although we thought maybe some of that was L.A.?
No, that was all Bay Area.
That was all Bay Area?
That was coffee, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what about this 20-minute long clip? Is that all? Is there music on that too?
I cut out most of the commercials and music and left in all the dialogue. So some of it might be his boy Armando. And a lot of it's him. A lot of it's Tony, so.
That's sweet.
Yeah, awesome. It's pretty cool.
Anyway, that was a pretty fun thing yesterday.
Coffee, Vinny, used to be on 101. If you're coming north on 101, just write Millbrae.
You know where it is?
Yes,
so it's right around there because I think that's Gilbreth Road. So my dad used to take us to the radio station, and we would hang out there.
Oh, they broadcast from there.
They used to, yeah.
Since we're talking about Yuzette's incredible family, I learned something else about her family.
What?
Uh-oh.
Do you know what Yuzette's dad used to do?
You mean...
He was a...
No, not Yuzette's dad's dad.
Oh,
Yuzette's grandfather.
Yuzette's grandfather. Okay. I do not know anything about your grandfather.
Tell him.
Well, you tell him. You're the one that
He was a landscaper, but that became an opportunity for him to be... a radio broadcaster talking about landscaping and gardening.
Is that
he did
so?
A gardening radio show. My grandpa.
Third generation.
Yeah.
Like Cisco? Like do you know
radio
Cisco?
Royalty.
I don't know Cisco.
Cisco is like I think he's on in Washington. I think he's national, but he's a gardening guy. And he does gardening and landscaping television. He was in Seattle for sure. But
is he like an HGTV guy?
he's, I don't know if he, well, you know, I run from that channel anytime
true.
It comes on.
That's true.
But no, he was more of like a, on one of the channels there. Uh-huh. And I don't know if it was syndicated or not, but so he was just a couple hours a week?
Yeah, something like that. Or maybe even 1 hour a week.
And just answer
back.
Questions.
Like, that was,
do.
I don't even know, 60s?
That's awesome.
That's incredible. Uzi, you are Bay Area radio royalty.
I know. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Third generation radio. You got to be radio
oh,
royalty.
Oh, Gardening with Cisco on 97.3.
Oh.
What?
97.3. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, so Cairo.
Cairo radio.
Yeah, that's up in Seattle.
Oh. Funny. So this is someone you know?
This no, is... this is just, I just thought
a random
of Cisco
thing.
Because
okay.
he's a gardening guy. Who knew that, well, I remember seeing him and
People
thinking,
love it.
How in the heck do you make hours upon hours of radio doing just the one thing?
Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, every week when you went on, you'd have like a topic. Well, let's get rid of the aphids on your roses, people. They're
you
a
don't
thing.
Want aphids?
No.
Oh.
I have to go buy some ladybugs and get rid of those suckers.
Is it like mold or?
No, it's an,
these
it's
little,
an insect.
These little oh. insects.
But that, ladybugs eat those insects.
Yeah.
Aphids are insects.
Yeah.
Oh, wait,
they ruin
look at
your
that.
Plant or just.
They do. I'm not sure exactly what they do because they really just sort of sit there, but they're gross looking. And if you. Ugh.
So you could do your own gardening show, Sarah.
That I don't know anything about.
How do you know what an aphid is?
So, I don't want to talk about this too much, okay? So, we're just going to briefly touch on this and move on because it puts me in a bad mood every time you bring it up, and I don't like to talk the rest of the show.
Uh-oh.
But when we made Olive, we needed a bunch of ladybugs for one of the scenes.
Oh,
so, I went
yeah.
to, like, Orchard Supply or some insect place or some pet shop. I can't remember because it was so long ago. And I said to the woman, hey, I need some ladybugs. And the woman goes, do you have an aphid problem? I go, I think I do. And she goes, all right, yeah, the ladybugs are back here. And so as soon as I, you know, got to a computer in 2011, I looked up what an aphid was. And I'm like, oh, look at those guys. And then I watched a bunch of videos of ladybugs eating these and other insects. And I'm like, oh, look at that. It's like National Geographic. Anyway, we've talked about it. That's how I know. Let's
Thank
not talk
you
about this again.
I don't remember the ladybugs. I remember the butterflies for sure.
I know.
I never saw any
don't
of
worry.
It.
No. So we talked about it. We talked about
okay,
it.
Let's
Time
not talk about it anymore. Okay, celebrity.
Forward.
We're going to move on. Here we go. This part of the show, Celebrity Trash, is brought to you, which we're going to have about 4 minutes of, is brought to you by Technology Credit Union. TechCU, bank happily ever after. Visit techcu.com to get started. Awful news, Vern Troyer, he's Mini-Me from the Austin Powers movies. He is an alcoholic and has been for a while. 10 plus years ago, he was on that Surreal Life show that they were doing on VH1 for a second there. And it was pretty evident that the guy was over imbibing. He was hospitalized Monday night. A friend called the police to say he was drunk, extremely upset, and suicidal. He was he's on some kind of 72-hour hold right now. His people put out a message on his Instagram saying, asking you to keep Vernon your thoughts and prayers. He's getting the best care possible and is resting comfortably. Appreciate the support from family, friends, and fans around the world. He struggled with alcoholism for years, and he was hospitalized last year right around this time and eventually checked himself into rehab. So... That's what Vern Troyer's up against this week. Oh, goodness. You talking to me? Colin Farrell has checked himself into rehab.
I saw that.
His people are saying he's not drinking again. He hasn't fallen off the wagon. This is a tune-up. It's a preventative measure.
Why you look at me like that? You don't believe it?
Because I don't believe it. Because I am that a-hole who's like, people are really going to go to rehab. Although, you know what? What the hell do I know? Maybe he likes the support group feeling in a place like that and does feel like...
Well, look, if you're... You know what it did to me. If your life is unmanageable, like, in every possible way when you're drinking and drugging, then your healthy fear of that is a good thing. Mm-hmm. So maybe he is able to get in early. Normally, I'd be with you, though, and say that he just doesn't want to admit he's fallen off.
Right.
He probably has a lot of business, you know, set up
mm-hmm.
here down
yeah,
the future.
He's a busy guy.
You know, they book movies in a year in advance
sure.
or whatever. He doesn't want them to get nervous or change the insurance. Who knows what it's like to be him.
Right.
So I can't say, but I remember Robin Williams put out a story. I want to say it was in 07, but I could be wrong. But it was Robin Williams had checked into rehab in Oregon for a tune-up. And you go, tune-up? What is that?
Right.
Like, why would you jump out of your life?
Yeah, go to Hawaii
but for a tune-up. I don't know. I can't say. I mean, it's certainly if you've had your whole life undone by that, it's way more worth going and getting out in front of it.
Because
the crazy idea will get in your head and stay there.
Right.
You will start to think, I could, maybe, no one's around. And then you're on a bender.
About Colin Farrell, he's got two huge movies coming up. One of them, and they're both done, they're both finished. But one of them is Dumbo. He's in Tim Burton's Dumbo.
They mention that here. They say that because there's that he's exhausted right now. His rep is saying he worked back-to-back projects and needed a break. He's been sober 12 years. He wanted to do this to make sure he stays that way. He's taking some me time, doing a tune-up and a reset, and this was all his idea. The Disney live-action remake of Dumbo. What's he playing in that? So if it's live action, that means it's...
I don't know the characters in Dumbo that well, but he's playing a guy named Holt Farrier. I don't recognize any of these names.
Truthfully, there are no real human characters in the cartoon Dumbo.
Eva Green's also in it.
So they must have like a whole cast of human characters, and then there's these animals. So
Michael Keaton, Alan Arkin, Danny DeVito.
But they're not playing like the voices of animals. They're actually in this movie.
I'm assuming so. I mean, there's only two production stills, and the movie's not supposed to come out until 2019. So they're very sparse in what they're releasing.
The other one that maybe you are seeing is Widows.
Yeah, I'm looking at that one as well. That one comes out this year.
But your boy, Liam Neeson, is in it, your favorite actor.
I saw that. That's pretty exciting. Anyway, yeah, I think Dumbo's the one that just finished, and I think... And he doesn't have any other films coming out. So I think Vinny might be right in the sense that he's trying to get ahead of something.
So Dumbo and Widows are these two back-to-back projects that he just finished up. And according to reports, he's at the Meadows Clinic in Wickenburg, Arizona.
If he did do that, that's a big credit to him because he sees something coming and he's...
Well, like you said, you can start to... I mean, there's an addict in you, and that guy is powerful and puts thoughts in your brain. And so maybe he's afraid enough of that guy that he's like, let's tamp him down for a while.
One of the things I know that probably a lot of actors or musicians also deal with is they have to travel. And when you check into a hotel, there you are.
With booze in it.
But you've also just dropped off the face of the earth in a sense because you're just...
Do you ask a hotel to clear the minibar before you come in?
No, I'm not fine. No,
so
I don't.
So it crosses your mind?
Most of the places I go don't have minibars. I don't open the minibar when we're there. Normally I'm with someone, but when I'm not, it's for work. And that's it. I don't find myself traveling for the fun of it. Mm. Hotels will undo me for sure. And probably a lot of drunks and drug addicts have the same problem. Because you're anonymous. No one's going to know.
They're alone. No one's going to knock on the door.
So maybe like 8 years ago, I was in New York with Marcus Osborne. And we were there for a junket. And Colin Farrell was there. And we were all hanging out. We walked over to
him. You hung out with Colin Farrell?
Yeah. So we walked over to him and we're like, hey, what's up? And he's like, hey, what's up, guys? And he was super approachable, super friendly. But within like 4 minutes of being there, the amount of chicks that surrounded him was like ridiculous. And we slowly got pushed back out of the circle. And then, you know, we sat there and we watched him for a little bit. And, you know, two or three girls went up into the elevator with him.
like the amount of temptation that's being thrown at that guy constantly.
I can only imagine.
So maybe the tune-up is a real thing. Yeah. It's possible. You know, I'll give him the benefit. Well, I don't know that guy.
Yeah.
All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Well, we've got a big storm on the way, Sarah, as you well know. I'll try to give you as much info as I can about the YouTube San Bruno shooting. We've already discussed it once so far this morning, and then we'll move on to my typical nonsense. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Dell. I just was on Instagram a second ago, and the first thing that pops up is Teslaquila. Apparently, Elon Musk has his fingers in liquor now. Let's do it. And then the next post from him is like, oh, yeah, it's SpaceX just did like a, they have some kind of a space junk sweeper that they've shot into space. Boy, what, you know, big digging holes and designing trains and cars.
Well, now
and
his brand. Forget about all his brands. Mm. His brand is so strong that he can just say he's doing stuff and people go, I'm interested.
Yeah, I'm fully in.
How do I get?
Teslaquila. I got to get me some of that.
Is there stock options there
can
on
I
that?
Go for that?
You know, originally it was a Twitter prank.
Oh,
April,
really?
April Fool's Day.
And?
But I think that he's decided to make it real. Because why not?
Because why wouldn't he?
Right. Right. Like he Everyone can just like, say he's doing stuff and people are in.
He goes, oh, that's a good idea. All right, I'll do that.
Yeah, you probably
hilarious.
How many people were down to buy it?
So he makes an April Fool's joke 3 days ago, and now he's got a new tequila line, Teslaquila.
Because he can.
Sure. What can't that guy do? Mm-hmm. God, I love him. Small businesses get tailored tech solutions when they partner with Dell, plus free shipping.
He can't keep a girlfriend. I know. What he can't do.
That is one thing he can't do. Plus free shipping and a price match guarantee on everything, including laptops with Intel Core processors. Call 877-BUY-DELL.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. Refresh your routine this season with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubmore.com to get started.
Work out. Girl, look at that body.
So we have a rare spring storm on the way, which is expected to drench the Bay Area starting Thursday night.
Okay.
So today being Wednesday, Survivor Day.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Hump day.
Looks like tomorrow evening, you should be ready for heavy rain.
Right through Friday and into the weekend.
Into the weekend. Yeah. Exactly right.
Batten down the hatches, everybody.
No, whatever.
Those gutters cleaned out.
We're almost done with the rain. And then we'll head in. What do you mean knocking on wood? You don't want. It's fine. Whatever.
I would like the rain to be over. I hate to say it because I know we need all the rain. Yeah. But I'm just like, I'm totally. I just dragged out all my outdoor furniture cushions. Living for my rainy day. Oh, that's funny. How did you even know about that?
What do you mean? I've been here for 6 years, Sarah, sitting in this seat. I learned a lot from you guys.
Like we're all on Instagram, by the way, and Sarah just posted the farthest away possible picture you could have taken of the greenhouse.
You can zoom it in.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking,
but how pretty is that? Look at it.
It looks great, but I can so far from...
I was like, oh, I'm taking a picture of that. You can zoom in if you want to see the greenhouse.
Your yard is killer, though.
It
really did come out good.
That freaking cherry tree is just making my day.
There's a cherry tree there?
Yeah, look at that. See that right there? That's all flowers.
Oh, all the white, right.
It's like snowing all over the ground right there.
A cherry blossom tree.
Yeah.
It's not an actual cherry.
It's not. It's an ornamental. Okay. It doesn't have any cherries.
That's Clarky Clark, everyone.
Yeah.
It's really cool. You know, those are everywhere in D.C.
Oh, God, they're so beautiful.
That is a very far shot there. I can't.
You can zoom in.
It looks like a doghouse.
You captioned it greenhouse.
It's so far
it's like
from.
Way out.
Well, I wanted people to look for the greenhouse in the picture because I get that it's far away.
Where's Waldo?
Yeah, what's going
God,
on here?
You guys would be in such babies. It's right
what are you
there in the middle.
About? Just give us a decent shot of the greenhouse, would you? God.
Oh, back to you, Vin.
All right. So there's a storm coming. Yesterday, making the news, and this is unfortunately a very serious story, as it looks like a disgruntled video maker who'd expressed anger at YouTube policies, she's been ID'd as the shooter. And that's right, I said she, because we all expect these shooter situations to be men. almost every single time.
Right. It's 4%.
Or a boy.
Right.
But one way or another, it's very surprising to have heard this. And then, of course, as, well, I'll admit to it, you go to stereotypes or go to, you know, sort of normal thought process was, oh, it's got to be some kind of love triangle, some the way the there
yes.
were three people shot and they weren't releasing any information about what had gone down. And then today, this morning, I was able to find out this person's name. It is a female. She's 39 years old. She'd been reported missing by her family, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
They were concerned, and there was even contact with Mountain View Police.
They found her.
They found her. The family, well, let me go back to her. I am being discriminated and filtered on YouTube, and I'm not the only one. So I did go to YouTube this morning looking for this person specifically and found a bunch of videos.
Yeah, they're all still up there, you said.
She fancies her... Well, she says she's a vegan and she's strong on animal rights, which I actually... I'm with her there.
Sure.
So, and she has a ton of videos. I watched one of her dancing to Hall & Oates.
Is she a good dancer?
She's not a good dancer.
Does she smile?
She does not smile. And there is, if you knew her and you knew that maybe how she was, it might almost be funny that she is keeping a straight face through it and that, you know what I mean?
Yeah. What song is it? Do you remember?
What I got
Here it
you
is.
Want.
It's this one.
Making my dreams come true.
Oh, there's you the video right there. It's still there. She can't mouth words very well either. There's a chicken.
Now she's touching a chicken. Chickens are friendly.
See the website in the corner on the left?
Oh, yeah.
So I went and found the website, and there's tons of videos there as well.
I'll tell you something. I know she doesn't smile, and we kind of talked about this a little bit earlier. Like, some people just don't smile because they don't want any wrinkles. She looks amazing for 39. Like, there is not a wrinkle on her face. She looks... If you told me she was 19, I'd be like, all right.
So I guess the deal is she considers herself a YouTube personality and this was her career. And this is what she did. And on her website, it shows that she's got videos posted in Farsi, in
Turkish,
in English, and I think one other one. But anyway, this is the person that arrived at the YouTube campus yesterday in San Bruno with a handgun and opened fire. This woman's brother says the family reported her missing over the weekend when she disappeared and stopped answering phone calls. They were worried because she had been mad about the way YouTube had censored her or stopped or filtered her.
They set age restrictions or something that would limit the people who could watch her. I don't think they took anything down. They were saying it wasn't age appropriate. I just don't know what she's like. Looking at that video, I mean, that's one video, but there's nothing inappropriate about it. I mean...
They said some of them were racy while she was working out, I guess.
Some of the clothes she was wearing.
You know what? I looked at a bunch of them, and they're not racy.
There's videos that have no restrictions on them that are just like, oh my God, are they doing it right there?
So she says she's being discriminated and filtered on YouTube, and she's not the only one. Again, the family reported her missing after she disappeared over the weekend and stopped answering phone calls. Police located her vehicle in Mountain View, and when they told the family was extremely concerned. They looked up where Mountain View was and knew that it was near the campus. The family, of course, is... I know they're grieving, so I guess give them a break, but they say, so they found her and they didn't do anything and she got killed. No, she killed herself.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that.
And you can't arrest someone because your parents... She's a 39-year-old woman.
Right. I Googled Mountain View, says the family, and it was close to YouTube headquarters, and she had a problem with YouTube. So I called the cop again and told him there's a reason she went all the way from San Diego to there, so she might do something. But again, I don't know if they searched her car. I don't know what they did, but She was a nice person, her brother says. I mean, maybe not today, but she never hurt any creature except that she
except
went to
beings,
YouTube
right.
and fired on people. So anyway, officers made contact with the woman after the license plate of her vehicle matched that of a missing person from Southern California. The woman confirmed her identity to them and answered questions. And then at the conclusion of our discussion, her family was notified that she'd been located. And then she went on to go do that shooting.
Right. So they can't put a tail on her. Oh, that's awful. I mean, hopefully all three of those people who got shot pull through.
Yeah. And I believe the campus is shut down today. But to have gone to that length over getting less views on your YouTube channel, when YouTube is has created you, that platform is what allowed you to do that in the first place.
Right.
There's clearly something super duper wrong there.
Yeah. Well, clearly.
And everyone, every time these shootings come up, everyone brings up the mental health thing. And I don't know when anyone's going to have a decent solution for that problem.
Right.
Short of forcing people to take their drugs, which we don't do.
And there are plenty of people who snap. I mean, there are people who live with, you know, neuroses and even psychoses, and they are just going about their day-to-day life, and they're somehow keeping it together. And maybe there are clues, but not enough that you'd get someone committed, and then they snap. Something goes wrong with YouTube, and the woman goes off the freaking deep end and decides that this is an idea that she can make happen. You know, you can't, it's like we don't have thought police, thank goodness, but if we had less guns, less access, I don't know. Whatever, I don't know what the solution is.
A company in England invented a product called tan gummies. Sarah, as I
tan,
I'm very aware the one time I saw you use tanning lotion, it didn't go well.
Yeah,
it dropped into your pores and you had
a little orange speckles all over me.
Polka dots, yeah.
Well, my legs were whiter than ghost legs. So, and I had lost a bet.
Right.
And Yuzi and I had to go to a car wash in bikinis.
You washed my pickup, remember?
Yeah, that's right. And I just didn't want to be white as a ghost, so I decided the self-tanning lotion would be a great idea.
Someone sent it in.
What?
Someone sent that in.
Oh, is that how you got your hands on that stuff?
Oh, that was nice of them.
Until it wasn't.
Right.
Well, anyway, now you can eat a gummy, and it will help tan you.
Tell me more.
They're gummy bears that make you tan. They're the first edible tanning supplement ever, and they use a special blend of vitamins to safely and naturally make you tan. I don't know if this is something you're into, but it looks like...
Well, how...
There's a huge market for tanning creams, tanning beds.
Yep.
I don't...
Well, what about...
I don't know why people just won't go outside for a minute, but, you know...
The orange color... Well, because of the sun. They're afraid that they'll get skin cancer
or something.
Well,
tanning beds can't be any better.
No, I totally agree. We've all seen Tan Mom.
And looking orange isn't...
No, that's not desirable.
...what you're after either. You're trying to look a little sun-kissed.
Yeah.
You know, it's not sunburnt.
High-end spray tan looks pretty good on some people.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
It looks all right, you know?
As long as you don't abuse it.
I guess.
I like a nice milky white. I think that looks good on some people. Just keep that. It's fine.
Yeah, but then you go out into the world with shorts on and you...
Whatever.
You get a sunburn like
Everybody's
you've never had before. Right?
Or,
like, oh my God, Jesus, turn the lights off!
Or not. Or they're not pointing at you. Or they're like, you know what? That person looks great.
Well, some people just get red. They don't get...
Right. They never get a tan.
Yeah.
Well, everybody ask Jane how she does it, because she's been to Hawaii a few times, and when she goes, she's...
I use 190 sunblock.
Whatever she uses.
And her big hat and her clothing
she looks
covers
great,
everything up.
Though, yeah. So she's fine.
That's her
so
color.
That's a move. Yeah, you go, you know, go goth. Duh.
UV blocking powder.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Slappy, yay, I have that CD, says 707.
Oh, funny.
707 also says, sing along with Slappy. I love the albums. You have more than one?
Yeah, we have two albums.
Wow. Yes, more Slappy.
Oh, that was just out of the blue.
Yeah, that was fun, though.
It was kind of fun.
I knew it was you, but I didn't know.
I haven't heard that song in 10 years or something.
415 says, Vinny, I recall Eric Clapton checking back into rehab years ago, but he was dealing with the loss of Stevie Ray Vaughan, who'd been killed in a helicopter, and then his five-year-old son falling out a window and dying.
Mm.
Yeah, anyone would excuse him for jumping back into whatever his drug of choice was. You, for that kind of a loss, you're fine. Didn't it?
He jumped out a window in New York City or
something. Well, he
fell out. Yeah, the balcony.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those where clearly he didn't want to lose himself again.
Right.
But
I'm sure he was on the cusp.
I'm sure, absolutely. And again, even if he did it, you'd go after losing your kid.
Of course he did, right.
Listening to a clip of Gardening with Cisco, the man is hilarious. He has a weird accent and gets so excited about plants. He's on the radio, on TV, and does specials at nurseries. Yeah.
Oh, I should listen to that.
It's,
I bet I
well,
love
I
it.
Only know him because I was up there for a minute, but I just thought of him when Yuzette was saying her grandpa used to do gardening shows. That's what I thought of, was the guy. The passion is there, for sure.
Yeah.
You just get like, dang, dude.
Take it easy.
Those are chores. You know that, right?
Chores that you stand up from and you look at and you go, grow, you little beauties.
Right. Look at the smile on your face. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I got the top songs, Vinny, but I have a lot more, too. I have a story about Potsy from Happy Days. Oh. He's invented something, and it's a useful thing, and I think you'll be interested.
Good for him.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get 3 seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
He'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.